and would love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think of family as kind of our first school. You know, our first school, they teach us about love, relationships, practical things. They teach us all sorts of things, and values and things like that. And a lot of it is just automatically what gets passed on. And some of it's really helpful, and sometimes it's pain that's passed on. But I just think of it as the first, sort of our first school. And the one that we pay the most attention to is children, because we're just like sponges. It just goes in automatically. And it's the relationship side. I've been thinking about the relationship side a lot, because especially with my brother right now, going through some health challenges and stuff. And I was just saying, I'm noticing I'm actually getting to know him on a different level, which is funny to think of someone I've known all my life. And then we're having conversations that we're learning more about each other that we didn't know. So it's like, I just find that kind of fascinating, that we can think we know someone and then learn more because this thing shift in how much we share or how we share.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been something that I've been thinking about lately too, or feeling too, you know, is that, you know, that ongoing growth that can happen within a relationship or depths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I was just also dedicating this song to one of my sisters, and she's from Bella Bella, and her mm-hmm. name is Anikita. And I just met her during one of my trips, and we were talking, you know, just about traditional foods and just our living on the res and everything. And we had a good connection. And then she asked me near the end, she said, "Hey, do you eat traditional foods?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I eat a lot of, like, deer meat, moose meat, salmon, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the planet offers." And she was like, "Okay, well, I got some salmon. Would you like some salmon?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, sure." And so she said, "Okay, wait here." And she went in, and she brought some salmon. And she was telling me, after she brought it, she was like, "You know, my mother brought me this salmon, and, you know, I can't eat it all." And she was just feeling generous and caring. And she gave me some salmon, and it just made me feel like family. It felt like so special.
Wow.
And I was just like, "Thank you so much, Gukshjamach." So I give my thanks and Gukshjamach to Anikita and her family up in Bella Bella for, you know, the traditional food. And it's just something special, and a good connection to remind me of, you know, the family that we have all over. And and it was very special and touching. And I just was very inspired and happy and blessed. And I just wanted to share that with people out there. You know, we have family all over the world, wherever we go. Our connection is our humanity.
That's the thing, is that there's the larger family, you know, our larger family, which is you know, humanity. And we could even take it bigger, and it's all of the sentient, like, you know, all the creatures and everything in this planet, you know, as family, even larger. I guess we could even go larger to the universe, because I know some people have been out to the universe and back. Some people I know, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
and I love what you're saying when you were talking about, did you say Anikita is her name?
Yes,
Anikita. That the sharing, the offering and sharing with others, that how connecting and how bonding that can be in a very simple but powerful way. And that I think that can link us back to that feeling and sense of and remembrance of family, that we're all family. You know, I loved hearing that too.
And Another big shout out to Tawasin too, because I was bringing one of them home there, and they did the same thing. They offered me some, you know, canned salmon and some smoked salmon. I was just like, wow, it's so special, such a blessing. Yeah. And same thing. It was very touching, and it reminded me of, you know, the family connections that we have all over. And then and then the second time I just realized I got to acknowledge these people, the family members that look out for each other and care about each other. And it's just a real special thing that, you know, we can all benefit and grow together and make this world a better, special place in the universe. And just by acts of kindness, we also send out our deep sympathy and love to the people that in the tragedy of
on the weekend. Lapu Lapu Festival.
Yes. So we you know, offer our hearts and our condolences for the family, and just we're there. We're here for you guys, and we feel the pain. And we're all hoping that this never ever happens again. And even though it may, you know, we can all stand together and support each other, and do our best to ensure that, you know, these mental issues that go on through the world, that we can, you know, get through them somehow and work them out, so it doesn't get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's super tragic. And
So thank you for that too. Yeah, it's been, you know, it's heavy on hearts, and like you say, our hearts go out to everybody who's been impacted too, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's you know, when the world hurts, we all hurt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can share that compassion and just reach out and let people know, you know, we're thinking about it. Some of us have faced similar tragedies. We know back in a few years ago when the big fires and all of Lytton burnt down.
Yes.
And many lives were lost, many homes were lost. And, you know, it's a very tragedy that happens. And, you know, it happens all over the world. It's just an ongoing thing. And it just reminds us all about, you know, our family. You know, there's...
That's for sure.
You know, it's some that, you know, almost lost their whole family.
Yeah.
And it's very traumatic, and but it's it kind of wakes us up too, and makes us realize, like, yeah, you know, could be the last time we see our family.
That awareness that we value and savor each moment that we have with our loved ones, and loved ones and strangers, you know, that we really value every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your insights and kernels of knowledge and experience, and it's always special. So we really thank you for joining us and helping us on our subject.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So I guess we're gonna have to carry on with our program, and we will be back very soon. Just hang on.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. That was our connection with nature. So we're going to continue on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to have my brother Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And we're going to play his pick of the week, his song of the week. And it's from Elfville and the song Forever Young. And these guys are out of Germany. Enjoy, everybody. Throwback in history. You know, it's that song's over 40 years old. It seems like it came out last week. Man, what a special song. That was picked from Shkwait Shekhlech. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's a very extreme survivalist, a big inspiration to myself and many people all over the world that know his story and history, and just always special to listen to the songs that he brings and his input put into the subjects. And welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. But,
plugging along.
Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it's on family, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Family, we have our bio families, mother, father, brothers, sisters, you know, it's shared values. I favor shared values, beliefs, religion, you know, because, you know, we see it even in the dregs of society, the mafias, their family. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not blood related or anything, but they share the same goals. So, you know, I figure for us who at least try to be decent, our family, you know, is our really blood family, but also our family that we chose, people we trust, people who are there in our good times and our bad times, helping us enjoy ourselves well and help us through the bad, sad times. So, you know, it's good to have both biological families and, I'll call it extended family, the friends that we have. Mm. You know, we all don't have, you know, as many friends as we like to claim, like on our Facebook account. I've got so many friends, but who actually do we actually communicate with on there? Mm-hmm. You know, occasionally we might say hi to a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason they're on our list is because, you know, we might have played games with them or bumped into them somewhere and shared a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're a step above acquaintances.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I think of family. People who are there you can trust to help you through the happy times, the bad times.
Mm-hmm.
Who at least coincide with your beliefs. That's what I think of family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sure, our family alone, there's hundreds of us on both dad and mom's side.
Yes.
So, you know, and we're not friends with them all.
Mm-hmm.
They're still family, the white blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, because, you know, we've got neighbors that we're more family with than that the other estranged blood family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true. Yeah, it's always good to keep our minds open and our hearts open to these people that we meet time to time on our journey of life, and accept them into our fold and benefit from the positive energy that they can share with us and we can share with them. And it's kind of a very real thing that can help us through the struggles of life, like you said, you know, the good times and the bad times. And I always like to remember what you always remind us of, you know, just being positive to people, you know, even strangers, just give them a smile and a wave. And these things can be a big impact on people's lives, and it could, like, get them through a real tough time, because we don't know what they've gone through. You know, they could have lost their pet, they could have lost their family member, and could have lost their job. And then we just offer that little bit of compassion, and it just like boosts the spirit and gives them that extra little energy that, you know, we can give and share with each other. And I'm just really proud and happy when I'm able to share your story of survival, getting through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, all these tribulations that you've gone through. And, you know, people really acknowledge and they say, like, man, he's so strong. He's such an inspiration. And, you know, it makes me proud. It makes me happy. And these are the kind of things that we can share with each other and improve the world and improve each other's lives and help us to grow as human beings and acknowledge each other and even fight for the rights of our fellow human beings, their rights to life and liberty. These are all important, special things. And I really thank you for coming onto our program and sharing your music and your insights to our subjects. It's always a blessing.
Like the thought says, forever young, that's what I want to be. Family helps me. Think of forever young.
Yeah. Very special song, and brings us back in history of good times and good energy, and you know, the people that were around us at that time, our grandmother, you know, our uncles, the ones that have gone on to the other parts of the universe and still around, because, you know, we never forget them, and we never forget the good times and the bad times that we had with them, and just a special time. So we thank you for joining us, and
okay. I thank you guys there at the station. Thank you for on the mics and behind the scenes, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love that you sent to me. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Yes, thank you so much, beautiful. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother, Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkina, B.C. And always an honor and a blessing to have him on our program. And so we're going to carry on with our program here, and we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program here. And coming up next, we're going to play this song, and this was picked from Lady Fima. And happy Ridvan for all the Baha'i community out there and the new year that they're celebrating. And this is the song she chose. It's from Ed Sheeran, and it's called Azizam. And this is for all our Azizam out there. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Between the dance and lights, be mine. safe. We can do it our way. And if love's just a game, then come and play. Like a magnet on me, I don't care what they say, we can do it our way, and if love's just a game, then come and play.
عزیزم بریم آهنگ تو بسازیم زود باش
Yeah, big shout out to all our عزیزم all over the world listening in our Persian people from all over the world and that was Ed Sheeran and then the song called عزیزم and that was dedicated to our lady Fatima our عزیزم Yeah, it was great. It was a great show. Thank you so much for joining us, President of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Thank you.
And we're going to have to say bye to everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on Free Voices at CGSF 90.1 FM. And we're going to say bye for now. And we're going to leave you with some Ben Woods and his song Desperado. So, thank you guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Enjoy.